Nurses Lounge,
where nurses call the shots.
Hey everybody, we're back.
This is the Nurseologist and
Lady AJ.
Good afternoon everyone, and welcome to She's the Boss Radio Network, which is a 24 hours, 7 days a week network that focuses on topics on building, strengthening, and empowering, mostly motivating women, men, youth, from the home
to the conference room
and around our community. I'm your host, the Nurseologist.
And I'm your co-host, Lady AJ.
And you are listening to the Nurses Lounge. We want to thank you for tuning into the show. We invite you to be a part of this show as well. Today, we should have a lot of listeners today because we put out a request for all of our network to share this show with us today. So if you would like to call into the show, the number is 443-272-5922. Join us on www.shesthebossradio.com in the V Lounge. Or listen, tunein.com, Google, Alexa, and just tell Siri, play She's the Boss Radio or Shoutcast. And you can also follow us. Be sure to follow us at Facebook at She's the Boss Radio Show. That is very important to follow us there. It's also a Twitter at She's the Boss Radio, IG, WSTBRN. Twitch and Tumblr as well, WSTBR. And now, Lady AJ, we are back and in full and in effect. What do you think about this new year, January? This is the last weekend for January. What do you think?
I missed y'all. I'm glad January is gone. I hate to say it like that, but enough has happened for January to last us a whole year. So, we back in swing.
Yes, and this show is dedicated to all of the family with She's the Boss Network. That is why this show is dedicated to the network and what we do here for the community.
And when she says family, she really does mean family. We're not connected by blood, but we all have a special connection with each other and a special bond. That's what it is here, She's the Boss.
Yes, not to mention the founders and the organizers of this radio network is phenomenal. None other than
Keita.
Lakeita Berry and Mr. Berry.
Hi, Keita. Hi, Mr. Mike.
They have been such a blessing to us to give us the opportunity to come on the airway and share our gifts.
Yes, they have. They're wonderful. They are wonderful, and they love us.
I have never, ever loved and trusted a group of phenomenal family members unlike the Berry family.
Why I gotta be the Berry family? It's like the Boss family now because we all a part of it.
Girl. We gotta get the Berries. They're props where the Berries come all in.
Right, well, yeah, we won't let them be the Berries.
What's that thing about the Berries? Sweet of the Berry.
Sweet of the... Oh, that's the Tupac. So we're going to say Tupac. I'm going to go ahead and...
Hit it.
Am I saying,
hit
I don't it, Lady know, AJ. I don't know the song. I don't know the words. You should have warned me ahead of time. AJ. All I know is Black of the Berry. The Sweet of the Juice. That's all I know.
And that's what... That's exactly what the Berry family got up here in this network. We got all the juice.
They got the sweet juice, y'all.
So if you guys want to come down and get educated on doing radio, podcasts, they even do advertisement.
They do. And they teach you how to how to get your numbers up for your podcast, how to be better community citizens, how to outreach and network with the community.
Yeah.
Key to real good, because she not selfish.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is you have some people who have gifts and talents, and they want to hog them all for themselves.
Yes.
But
yes.
Keita, she'll help you. So she like the bread. You know, have you ever heard the saying with the bread man? It's like when people want to go out there and start a business, and they be like, and people go out there and tell them, they be like, but it's not enough room for me. And you got the one person that be like, go out there and start it. It's 100 different bread companies out there.
Right.
But some people don't know how to get started.
Absolutely.
And Keita will actually sit down and tell you her recipe about how to get started, give you motivation, check Aww. On you, and all that. Like, she not selfish with her ideas. Just don't steal them, because if you steal her ideas, I'm coming for you.
Oh,
but she'll
right,
help you out along
right,
the way.
All right. Did y'all hear that? Do not steal Lakeeta Berry's ideas. She will give you anything you ask for, and that's what I love about her. You know, it's a difference, and this is really true. When you go to work, you want to enjoy what you do. And I can tell you, coming here every Saturday at 2 p.m., I enjoy being here. And this is like work away from work. And I actually come in here with a good attitude.
I know, right? And Max like her, because Max don't kick when he here. Because she come in and she always speak to Baby Max her. And she be like, Baby Max, and then she be like, hi, Amber. And I can't get jealous. But he don't kick when he in here. So I guess he calm down and he relaxing.
Oh, because you know, when you around good people, the spirit, the feeling and the spirits just rub off.
So, that's it.
Do we have any lucky callers that want to call into the station today? The number is 443-272-5922. And I would like for some of our network to call into the station. The third part of this segment for today is going to be given to the first network caller at She's the Boss Radio.
Woo-hoo.
So I am banking that She's the Boss Radio Network is listening to this show today. We're going to get into a little bit more of friendship as friendship and friendship with work. How does the two mix? And that's as part of what we're going to talk about today, because we need to get down to the nitty gritty of how you separate the two. From being friends and from being friends on a business level.
Okay. So, like, what you mean? Because I got a couple different ideas. Because, like, I realized that some of your coworkers aren't your... You got to remember that your coworkers aren't your friends.
Okay.
Right. So, you got to be careful who your friends are, and you got to be careful which one of your coworkers you invite on your social media page.
Oh.
And they are, like, you have to remember, your social media page is your social media page. So, don't be one of them people that tell all your business on social media, and you got half it, and half the job is your friend on Facebook, and then your whole personal business is going to be right back on the job.
Right. So that's why I wanted to come out here today, because this day is a special day. One, it is the last weekend in January of 2021. And I want all business owners to know and entrepreneurs to know that this is a new beginning for all of us. So hopefully back in November, December, you got your ideas and plans in place, so that you can carry on for the rest of the year. But for now, we're going to dig deep, and we're going to talk about some interesting things about friends, how can you separate being friends and business friends?
Because you're saying friends, and you have to understand, there's what people at work are not your friends. They are your coworkers and your acquaintances. Unless you have, like, I have a couple friends that I know from work that I can call them friends because we treat each other like me and you treat each other because we have a relationship. But most of the people at my job, we're not friends. We are acquaintances. We are coworkers. We are there. We have a good time. We laugh and we joke and we respect each other. And that's as far as it go.
Right.
But I have but we understand that. And then I have a couple friends at work who I can fight in, who can come over my house. I can go over their house. We'll meet each other outside of work. There's a difference. We use that word friend too loosely.
Oh, is that how it goes?
Yeah, everybody's not your friend. You can be cool with somebody. Just because you know them don't mean you know them.
Well, I guess that's where I've been messing up.
Everybody
so much.
Ain't your friend.
Well, see, I tend to give people the benefit of the doubt, and I think I stretch it out too long. Because I think when I think of friendship, I think of lifelong friendship. You know, I'm not one of those people who be your friend this month and this week and then next week. I don't even want to talk to you.
Right, but you got, I have some friends, it all depends. I can honestly say that, the people that I was in the service with, we have a lifelong friendship. Whether we see each other, whether we talk to each other a lot, because it was built, our friendship and stuff was built, was forged. Not even built, it was forged.
Forged or forced?
Forged. It was forged on different battleground, on a different type of ground. But, you have people at work that you go to work with, and y'all laugh and y'all joke and everything like that. Like, when you go to work, they make work life fun. But after 5 o'clock when you get off or 7 o'clock when you get off, you're not going to talk to them. You know what I mean? You're not going to go to work. You're not going to go to work and tell your friend that your husband is cheating on you with your bestie or whatever. So, you just got to be mindful of... You understand what I'm saying?
I got you. I'm getting it. I'm taking it all. That's the difference between. I won't make that mistake anymore.
That's the difference between an associate at work. Because I got people at work who I love them to death. I don't want nothing bad to happen to them. I wish their kids happy birthday and all that other type of stuff. I'll get them birthday presents and everything. But we are associates. Now, I have friends at work who done been at my house who I love to death and who they know they can get a kidney from me if they need to.
Okay, Lady AJ, can we talk about that kidney after we go to break?
Sure.
All right, so guys, we get ready to take a short break right now, and we'll be right back with you on the Nurses Lounge.
Where the nurses call the shots.
Yeah, that's the sound of today's business community. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and only the strong survive. The challenge is navigating the ever-changing business environment to put your business in the forefront. So how does your business keep up with the changes? That's where She's the Boss Network comes in. She's the Boss Network is an internet media network that's been helping businesses like yours get the exposure that you're looking for at reasonable cost by way of radio and video. They'll help you stay successful by navigating change and seeing the big picture. After She's the Boss Network analyzes your business and marketing strategies, you'll start to see a media presence like you've never seen in your business before. And She's the Boss Network doesn't stop there. They use their findings to create a practical plan of action, a plan that will get your business from where you are to where you need to be. There you go. Lock those dogs up for good by giving She's the Boss Network a call at 866-494-5945, extension 101, or by checking their website at shesthebossradio.com. Again, that's 866-494-5945, extension 101, or shesthebossradio.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Nurses Lounge.
Where the nurses call the shots.
This is your lady, the nurseologist.
And Lady AJ.
And we're coming back to you to talk about entrepreneurship with friends versus business friends. Let me just read this little nursing prayer that I've been dying to read, and I should have read at the beginning of the show. But let me get this out right now. Dear Lord, please give me strength to face the day ahead. Dear Lord, please give me courage as I approach each hurting bed. Dear Lord, give me the wisdom with every word I speak. Dear Lord, please give me patience as I comfort the sick and weak. Dear Lord, please give me assurance as the day slips into night, that I have done the best I can, and that I have done what is right.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Now, Lady AJ, what was we talking about before we went on that break?
Your friends versus your work friends. And you say business friends, and I call some of them acquaintances.
Okay, that's fine, that's fine. So, for me, you know, at work, I might earn a friend or two at work that I consider a very good friend, where I share business ideas with, and where I talk about, you know, some of my personal things I do, like writing books and all of that. And then I have friends at work that I stand clear of, that I consider acquaintances as well. So what I wanted to get into talking about is when you have a friend who is in business with you, like we are, Lady AJ, and when it comes time to separate, how do you separate friends, your friend part of your relationship with someone versus your joint effort relationship with someone? How do you separate the difference?
Me personally, I don't think that you should go in business with friends.
Okay.
And if you do, y'all have to have a clear, concise thing. Like, when we're at work, we're at work. Okay. It's nothing personal.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because, like, people have a tendency to take advantage of, like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I think you can be friends, like, and you can become friends with a business partner or whatever. But it has to be a maturity level there that says that certain things is business related, certain things is work related. And it's kind of hard to say, like, I can't say you can't be friends with business partners, because some business partners, y'all done been together since, for, you know what I mean, so long, and y'all share different aspects of your life together that y'all have no other choice. But you got to be careful that, like, I got some friends who I love to death, but guess what? I wouldn't even share a roll of toilet paper with them.
Ooh,
so you got to be mindful.
A roll of toilet paper, that's a necessity.
You got to be mindful of the type of people, the type of friends that you, because I'm pretty sure, like, you had some friends that you know you can't go in business with. Their sole purpose in life is just to be a friend or confidant, but you can't go in business with them because they're a good friend, but you can't trust them with no money.
Wow.
You can't trust them to share. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be mindful.
So, Lady AJ, today is the last day of the month. And what I need is for all of the
Go ahead.
She's the Boss Network, all of She's the Boss Network
family.
I need all of you guys to meet me in the V Lounge. The reason why I asked you all to come online today will be in the V Lounge. So I would love for all of y'all to join me in the V Lounge and type your name so that I know you're here. So for Lady AJ, my co-host.
Hey.
I have something special for you today.
Don't make me cry on the air.
Lady AJ, we've been doing this show for almost a year, and I wanted to salute you.
Oh.
I wanted to salute you for coming faithfully to the show every day and lending a helping hand where you could, even sometimes telling me what our show was going to be about. So, what I decided to do for you today, which is all those people who sign in on the network, from the network family, I will be giving you a gift as well. So, this is a citation from Baltimore County Executives. It's an executive citation. It says, Nurses Lounge, in recognition of your diligent service in the internet radio community, the Nurses Lounge Radio Show would like to thank you for your support and efforts and encouraging you to continue to share the impact information to your listeners.
Hey,
On behalf of all its residents of Baltimore County, is proud to congratulate you on your hard work and listenership. We wish you continued success for years to come. This is sealed by John Oleski, Jr., County Executive. And also, that's not it. You also have a citation from Anne Arundel County. executive office as well. That citation reads, "The citizens of Anne Arundel County, Maryland, salutes the Nurses Lounge co-host, She's the Boss Radio, in recognition of your dedication and service to your citizens of Anne Arundel County, and for the contribution you make to the growth of our county and the state of Maryland. Your commitment to address the issues that face our communities today is without limits, and we are grateful for your efforts. We appreciate your hard work in achieving such significant accomplishments, and we extend to you our most heartfelt gratitude, best wishes in all your future endeavors. Thank you for helping to make Anne Arundel County the best place for all." And that is signed from Stuart Pittman, the county executive. So you have two citations here, from one from Baltimore County and one from Anne Arundel County.
Oh, thank you.
Later in the week, you will be receiving a citation. Well, actually, you would be receiving a certificate of recognition from Baltimore City as well. A certificate of recognition on behalf of the citizens of Baltimore. I am pleased to present this certificate to the Nurses Lounge Radio Show in recognition of your show's first year anniversary. During this challenging and unprecedented time, your dedication to the nursing community is to be commended. On the behalf of the citizens of Baltimore, I would like to thank you for your commitment to our frontline workers and the fellow citizens they work to protect. And this is from Brandon Scott, from the mayor of Baltimore City as well.
Okay.
So, for all the family that is here listening today, the Nurses Lounge, where
the nurses call the shots,
would like to thank all the family here at She's the Boss Radio to let you know I have a certificate for each and every one of you for participating and being a family here at She's the Boss Radio Network, not to mention where the Nurses Lounge is heard. And Lady AJ, can you share your podcast information with us as well?
Reality Chat with Lady AJ.
And Reality Chat with Lady AJ also have a certificate. So, Miss Lady AJ, you will be getting 6 certificates. I would like to let you know.
Oh, y'all will make me cry. Good thing I ain't got no makeup on, so it ain't going to smudge. So, I guess we're going to call a nurseologist the shot caller today. So, we got the boss, and then we got the shot caller. Let me find out.
Oh, she done called me a shot caller, huh?
Hey.
So, Miss Lakeeta Berry, can you come to the radio area, please?
Keita.
Keita, this certificate right here is in recognition for the from the Nurses Lounge Radio Show unto you to tell you thank you. Thank you for making our show the best nursing show on the internet highway, and that we have some exciting plans for 2021 for the Nurses Lounge, and we owe this all to you. Would you like to say something?
No, it's your show. Thank you.
No, I'm offering you a part on my show. Okay. So, for the other guys with the Nurses Lounge, all the other listeners here, I have a certificate for deplorable rhetoric. I am sorry. I have the encouragers. I have unboxed. I have the good morning soul. Yes. D Mecca, I have you one here. I have She Culture. I have the Sports Factor, and that is for my brother, Mr. Burry.
Mr. Mike.
We also have a certificate for you as well. We always enjoy coming into the station where we don't have to think of our music. He feels off of our vibes for what music we need to play.
And he is so good. Like, because I know sometimes I come in here with songs that's off the hip. And I'd be like, Mr. Mike, you know the song? And he'd be like, what song? And then I sing him like a half a verse.
Oh, God.
And he'd be like, oh, I know that song, I guess, because he get tired of me singing. But he don't know how to say that. So Mr. Mike is the DJ among DJs. He be getting it in. We won't call him Music Mike.
So,
Music Man Mike, that's it.
Music Man Mike. Thank you, Music Man Mike. And for Miss Reality Chat by Lady AJ, here is your other certificate.
Oh, thank you.
We have one for the Losers Bench as well. We, as the Nurses Lounge, know that you guys are not always looking for a gift. But for the Nurses Lounge, we love giving away gifts because we feel as though that your show complements our show. And what we need to do is build our listeners together. So when we all come to the forefront and we share information and we respond to everyone's show, we're just one happy family. What do you think about that, Lady
AJ? We are one happy family.
So what song would you like to sing to our family that's clean?
I don't know. You got to give me a minute to sing a song.
Okay, so before we get off the day, Lady AJ is going to sing a song. And maybe when we go to break, maybe, what's his name, DJ Mike?
Music Man Mike.
Music Man Mike. Maybe Music Man Mike can find We Are Family. That's a great
we
song.
We are family.
I knew she had one.
I got all my sisters with me.
And brothers.
Yeah, you know.
Let's not forget our brothers because they are always along with us too. And I am thankful that I am here today to share all of this. And we're getting ready to go for another break at this time, and we will be back with you with some more information from the Nurses Lounge.
Hey!
Shouldn't be complicated. She's the Boss believes skincare should be nurturing, easy to use, smell delicious, feel refreshing, and look incredible. She's the Boss Cosmetics and Skincare brings you our botanical-based skincare line that's gentle, uncomplicated, and extremely effective for men, women, and youth. Feel confident and radiate a power glow that flows from the inside out. Exude an assurance that extends from the home into the conference room. Visit us at www.she's-the-boss.com or call us at 866-494-5945 to get yours today. For men, women, and you. Feel confident and radiate a power glow that flows from the inside out. Exude an assurance that extends from the home into the conference. Visit us at www.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Nurses Lounge.
Where the nurses call a shot.
These nurses, I'm telling you, are frontline workers, and we're putting in the work. You know, it's nothing like putting in the work for what we do every day on a daily basis.
And that's the good thing. And I think nurses have, they understand giving out accolades.
Yes.
Because a lot of nurses, and a lot of, I shouldn't say nurses, but a lot of people in the nursing field, and I'm not going to say just the nursing field, in the healthcare field.
Okay, okay.
The frontline workers. And when I say the frontline workers, I mean the CNAs, I mean the nurses. Because whenever we think about healthcare, we only seem to think about the doctors. But we don't remember the respiratory therapists that are in the room.
Exactly.
We don't remember housekeeping, who, without them going around sanitizing stuff, making things happen, or laundry, because they make sure that everyone has clean sheets and clean linen. You know, we don't remember IT.
Yes.
Make sure that everything is working so that people's stuff get in there, get uploaded properly, or pharmacy.
Hey. Yeah.
You know, who make sure everybody medicine come. Or the delivery drivers who make sure that the medicine coming in and the specialty beds and stuff. Like, we don't take into effect all of those things, but in a nursing fit, like, nursing is like a, like, nursing is one of those field, healthcare.
Yes,
it's healthcare. It's like one of those fields that operate like a car, like it's a million moving parts and you never see them.
Right.
But and you need all of them to work.
And that's the great thing about being in healthcare and things that we have to prepare our kids for. We have to let our kids know that healthcare does not just run with doctors and nurses. You need the auxiliary people too. You need lawyers, you need doctors, you need nurses, you need CNAs, you need transporters. You
need,
know,
all of that. You need,
yes,
you need people that know how to come in and fix the beds and fix the wheelchairs, because I'm telling you now, like, it's nothing like having a bed that don't work.
I know.
You know, that won't go up and down.
Yes, yes,
it's,
yes.
It's nothing like that.
And you know, some hospitals still had those cranker beds.
You know, it's,
you know, you be getting your exercise in while you at work.
And you know who I'm going to shout out?
Who?
When it comes down to the healthcare, the unit secretaries and the unit clerks.
All
right. Because they don't get, because I'm telling you, like, try to run a unit and
without
you ain't know, try to run a unit on a day that ain't one of them there. Like,
you got the phone ringing.
The lights won't get answered. Calls won't be made. Orders won't be put in. Like, it's things they know. Like, they, like, you know, they the one. They the guy. Not the guy.
The gossip. They are gossipers.
But they know everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you piss them off and your unit
they
ain't
going
to run that day. You know what
but
I mean?
They are gossipers.
But they run the calendars. And, you know, like, you got therapy and you got
They like, the director.
Yeah.
You on, or like, you on first base, you on second base. You know,
yeah,
they tell,
like,
you what your position is.
Like, and when it comes, and like, when it comes down, like, you'd be surprised. Because I know, like, I remember working at the hospital. The unit secretaries, well, they used to call A1s or whatever. But the unit secretaries used to make things slow. And I can tell you, like, even working at the assisted living, when we don't have no, when we don't have anybody there to help out the nurse do certain things, her job becomes extremely difficult, because now she's doing the job of the nurse, which is to monitor all the CNAs, watch over the patients, and then turn around and do paperwork. So, like, it's a lot that goes on into running a healthcare facility and making sure that everything works together. And you'd be surprised. It's not just health. It's just not the medical staff that makes a facility run. Because you will soon find, when you're in the facilities, whether it be a hospital, a nursing home, an assisted living, you soon find out that the dietary loves the patients just as much.
As
and they
do.
Notice things that go wrong just as much. And they will push, even though it's not in their job description,
right,
they'll push a resident or patient back to their room.
And you know the greatest thing about that is when you're working in long-term care, you know, the patients or the clients or customers, as they call them, because they rarely call them patients sometimes.
It all depends. So, like, if you're in a hospital, they're patients.
Right.
If you're in a long-term care facility, they're residents.
And then some places, they're customers. So, for, it depends on your, what line of work you're in, you know, but what I can say is it's a family.
It is.
You know, because one day when I was working in a, assistant living, the lady who came to straighten up the place told me that one of the residents was not acting themselves. You know, so that is not just on the healthcare staff. That's for everybody who have contact with them. Sometimes they notice that they're not operating to their full effect or something's wrong, you know.
Right. And, like, even at my facility, the dietary and the housekeeping, they don't have so much responsibility. They don't have to interact with them so much, but it's, you never see when a resident has fallen there, they'll stay with a resident to make sure a nursing comes, or they'll push a resident back upstairs to their room, or they catch them doing something, wandering off, and they'll bring them back where they're supposed to, because it's like a family.
Right, right. And that's
need,
so important.
We need all of them to run.
That is so important. And guys, what I want to tell you all is that me and Lady AJ, we work very hard to figure out what to bring you guys on a daily basis, because it's so important that we give our listeners what they are looking for and not just bring on anything on our show. So what I want to challenge you guys with is I want to challenge you guys with calling in on our show, giving us information that we can pass on to our listeners, and also sending us an email at Awamana Enterprises, that's Awamana Enterprise, Enterprise, at Outlook.com. If you're looking to come on our show and share with our community some information that you have going on in the community, would be very, very wonderful.
Or if there's a topic that you want us to talk about, because, like, we are just, even though it's the Nurses Lounge, it's two women that's trying to, we don't understand the male psyche, so if y'all want us to talk about something from the nursing field, from the male perspective,
yeah,
or to have some more topics that's more diverse, because we don't know everything, and it may be a topic out there that y'all want us to talk about that we just haven't thought about, you know. So just let us know if there's any other topics that y'all want us to talk about. And nursing is a broad field. Don't think it just have to necessarily be healthcare, because you'd be surprised what ties in with nursing.
Everything, including we have a new gentleman that soon will be here with us.
Ooh. Oh, Baby Max. Yeah, I be forgetting. Don't pay me no mind.
How could she ever forget?
Because y'all be bringing him like, I don't know.
Girl, we love Baby Max. Baby Max gonna be sitting right in here on the show.
Not right away. His daddy said he can't come out for 6 months.
Baby Max gonna be sitting right here at the show.
Y'all gonna hear him cry. Well, he ain't gonna cry, because I'm gonna teach him not to be a crybaby.
How you do that? You gonna breastfeed?
You talking about he gonna be sitting right here? You know Keita gonna come kidnap him. I might not see my baby if I bring him in the studio.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. So we may have a new guest speaker here on the show soon, y'all.
Yeah, that's Baby Max. He coming soon, y'all.
So, Lady AJ.
Yes?
About friends and business partners and how that go? What do you think? Are we good friends or we business partners? Which one?
It all depends on the day. No, we family. So, like, our relationship gets touchy. Because sometimes, I don't take my own advice. Because sometimes I be in here and I forget that I'm a co-host and I be wanting to smack you because you my cousin.
Right.
And then some, you know, and like sometimes the line, you know, like, and I'm pretty sure you the same way. Like, you be forgetting. I be looking at her like, you know, I'm grown. And she be like, well, I remember I was there with you when you had to have your papers changed. And I'm like, you know what? We not about to do this. So, like, it's different. Our relationship is weird.
I know it is. But, you know, sometimes it be so funny. Like, sometimes I be like, ooh, Amber, stop
it. I know,
it.
Like, our relationship is like one of them Facebook things. It's complicated. We love each other to death, but love.
I tell you, yes.
The love is real, but
girl, I would never let any harm or anything come to you. If I had my chance, my choice, I would protect you to the end.
And that's how I feel about you. Like, I might beat you up, can't nobody else do it. Like, because I know sometimes I want to strangle you. But it's all in love.
Yeah, so it is some truth to friendship, family, and business.
Yes, but I will say this, right? This is gonna be so off key.
Oh, I don't know what she get ready to say.
But when it comes down to friendship, family, and business and everything, when you in business, do not have a private personal relationship with your business partner. I will say that, because when you start mixing private personal, you know, is that the correct way to say it?
I think that's
Is that the clean version?
Yeah, that's
private personal. Y'all know what I mean. We all grow. Separate it. Don't go into business with somebody that you have a private personal relationship, because when y'all private personal relationship ain't working out, y'all gonna wanna snap, you know, it doesn't work out so well.
I'm telling you.
That's all I'm saying. Private personal relationships and business don't necessarily work out the best.
I don't know. It's a lot of husband and wives out here got some businesses, and they're doing fine, but there is some that go south, too.
It is something, and I think private business relationships, if they were started together, that's a good thing. But then you have some that one was already established and the other one comes along, and when it doesn't go right, it doesn't go right. And you see it in the news and you see it in the world. It ain't even got to be famous people, because the same thing happened to us. To us non-famous people, you know.
Did you hear that? Us non-famous. I'm famous, Amber.
I mean, non-entertainment.
Amber. The nurseologist is famous. I want you to know I'm famous.
You are famous, but I'm just saying, like, we not on a grander scale like Mary J and them. That's,
girl,
you know,
yes, we are.
All right, I am not suffering.
Well,
for
I am on that level.
You can suffer for delusions of grandeur if you want to. I know my name ain't worldwide and all that other type stuff. I ain't even kicking up on Google yet. Give me a year, though.
Girl, just as famous as they are, if not better. Because let me tell you something. We have a community that depends on us every Saturday.
Yeah, you're right.
They don't have a community that depends on them every day, because people have choices on what to listen to. But we have a whole family here to listen to us every week.
Okay. Yeah, I give you that. Good cleanup.
So I'm you famous now?
I'm always famous.
All right, all right, all right.
As my son say, my name ring. My name run bells in these streets. My son tell me all the time, we got Google help.
What was that saying that Jerry told you a couple of weeks ago?
Don't get started. That's gonna be a show. That's gonna be on a, but that need to be a radio show. The things that kids say out their mouth that Al Purse would have killed us for saying.
Lord, what did Jerry want? His constitutional rights.
Oh, Lord. You find that funny. Like, I laugh because it all, this boy, he's 12 years old, told me he got constitutional rights. And I just know, like, had my mother been alive, he would have been constitutionally dead. If I had told my mother I had constitutional rights, I would have had no more teeth. I would have needed the nurseologist to come breathe breath into my body. But these kids and, these kids, that's all I'm going to say. Things that these kids say or do, I know I would have never been able to do to my mother.
I would have never even dreamt of saying it.
I didn't know what the Constitution was living in Seal House. It was the law. It was law and order. She was law and order, Constitution.
And who was you?
I was just the minion. You know. I like, according to my mother, like, I used to tell her my back hurt. She was like, girl, you ain't got no back. You got a gristle. Girl. I ain't had no voice. I ain't had no opinion. I barely had breath because my body was hers. My thought process was hers. The only thing I could do was get up, go to school, or come home and do chores in between.
And hope.
I hope I could live. Hopefully, I live to see the next day.
I tell you. So, guys, we get ready to go on our last break, and then I'll come back and tell you what to look forward to for our next shows.
Alrighty, then.
Beauty's in the eye. We complicate things when all along it's just perfect as it is. Beauty is from within. It's how you feel, not as how others see you. Skincare shouldn't be complicated. She's the Boss believes skincare should be nurturing, easy to use, smell delicious, feel refreshing, and look incredible. She's the Boss Cosmetics and Skincare brings you our botanical-based skincare line that's gentle, uncomplicated, and extremely effective for men, women, and youth. Feel confident and radiate a power glow that flows from the inside out. Exude an assurance that extends from the home into the conference room. Visit us at www.shes-the-boss.com or call us at 866-494-5945 to get yours today.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the last episode.
The last episode.
Not the last episode. Segment. I just wanted to see what you was going to say.
I'm looking at you like, Lord, it's the segment of the show, y'all. I don't know what. She need to go back. She needs something to eat.
Maybe, because we didn't get lunch today, remember?
Not yet.
Okay. So, our next couple of shows that are coming up, we're going to be inviting some guests to talk about their businesses. And on next Saturday, we're going to have Drea Pendleton. Her and her husband, Mr. Pendleton, will be coming on to the show to talk about their business in healthcare and to also give us some information on their new product line.
Okay.
For nursing scrubs.
Okay.
The name is of their business is called Quality First Healthcare Services. And they're going to be giving us a lot of information about their services and how you can contact them on their products. They also have classes, CPR classes, and they have certified medicine technician courses.
Okay.
We talked about on a previous show about the role of a medicine technician, correct?
Okay.
Here in the state of Maryland, you don't have to be a CNA or GNA to obtain that certification. Am I correct, Lady AJ?
That's correct.
And what type of duties would that position title hold?
So there's two. You have when you say medicine tech or med tech, you have to. I'll try to clarify because you have people that think CMT and CMA are the same, which is okay. A medicine aide and a medicine tech.
Okay.
A medicine aide goes to school for 6 months or long, it's more extensive training, and they can work in, they work in nursing homes, whereas a med tech is not allowed to work in nursing homes. They can do home settings and assisted living. They're unable to work in a nursing home, and there's a difference.
Right.
But in order to become a medicine, if I'm not mistaken, you do need your CNA to become a medicine aide, but I'm not sure.
Right, I think so for that.
But I know for a medicine tech, all you have to do is be able to pass the criminal background check and be able to take the course and pass the course.
Right.
But you have to get it renewed every 2 years and prove that you've actually done it. But it's a lot of people seem to think that being a medicine tech is it's easy. It's not a hard job. But you have to pay attention. It's one of those jobs that is a matter of life and death.
Absolutely.
Just like a lot of jobs inside the medical facility, medical field, because if you don't pay attention, if you're not careful, you can overdose or underdose or give somebody the wrong thing, which can, you don't know about medicine. And if you don't pay attention, you'll have somebody's stuff. Or have somebody all jacked up.
Not jacked up, but you'll be going to jail as well.
Yes, because... And that is the thing. Like, here in the state of Maryland, let me tell everyone this, right? Because everyone inside the state of Maryland wants to become licensed. And there's nothing wrong with becoming licensed, but you have to know that when you start becoming licensed, you are held to a higher standard.
Absolutely.
And once you become a license holder, you are now able to become prosecuted by law. And just because you're a med tech, once you sign a contract to do certain other things inside the nursing field, you're eligible for that, even though that's something I think needs to be changed.
Okay.
We need to have that. That's going to be a conversation on its own.
Okay. And
MedTech versus CNA.
Okay. And for the month of February, as we know, the month of February is for lovers.
Oh.
So we will be inviting Social Grace Society back here with her products.
Okay.
Called Love Your Lady, which is Miss Vanine Roberts. She is going to grace our listeners with Love Your Lady again. And she got some new products for us. So
ooh, I can't wait.
She's coming in with her new line. So today, I would like to thank you all for tuning in. I would like to thank the family of She's the Boss Radio Network for coming on. I like to let you know that I gave you all these certificates with love and all that you do in the community so that you could bless our listeners. I just want to let you know, because each and every one of you, whether you admit to it or not, running a business, running some kind of business, be it that you're in your home, in a conference room, in a community, please tune into the shows here on She's the Boss Radio, where you get a load of information. And this is a 24-hour radio station where you get to listen to some wonderful music. So please, guys, I invited you today to listen. I went live on Facebook today just to let my listeners know. I signed off of Facebook back in November, and I just did today's show. so that I can show you guys how we do it here at She's the Boss Radio Network. We work as a family and we salute our family. And I dedicated this day to all of the staff here at She's the Boss Radio.
Oh, we had family day. So this is going to be so from now on, right? This should be an annual thing, annual family day.
Well, I think you would. It could be an annual family day for
the nurses' lounge. That's what I meant.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's it. So now we know that the last Saturday in January, is family day.
Okay.
Next time we will have to have some food for the cookout. Let me stop.
I'm joking.
Don't pay me no
Well,
mind,
y'all know Lady AJ is
always eating.
Yes. So. So please email us at info@shesthebossradio.com or connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, She's the Boss Radio, and you can visit us at www.shesthebossradio.com. Thank you for being a faithful listener, and Lady AJ, take it away.
So long, farewell, I don't know that's like, that's, y'all know that's my tagline. But it was so nice to be back with y'all, and I missed y'all, and we missed y'all, and we'll be back next week
for another episode. And I hope everyone enjoyed their citations.
Yes, I'm going to go hang them on my wall.
Just because.